About an hour ago, I told you about the problems I've been having with Facebook. I answered some of their surveys quite negatively, and I've noticed that anytime I try to download the page, it goes to a crawl. I think that they are purposely slowing down the page to get back at me for answering negatively on their surveys. Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So we have a number for Facebook customer support. Let's give it a call. See if they can help.
I would think you'd do this online, but okay.
I can't. It's downloading too slowly.
Good morning, Facebook. This is Myrtle. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a complaint.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And are you the party to whom I am speaking?
Yes.
Okay. That's a great answer. Now, what is your name again?
Craig Miller.
Man.
There are not that many letters in my name.
And how do you spell that, Greg?
It's Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Okay. And that starts with a C, as in Craig?
Yes.
Okay, Craig, I want you to know that this line is being recorded for your protection, as well as quality assurance, and to better serve you ads that are more relevant to you. Is that okay?
I don't know about the ad part.
Okay, excellent. And how's your day going so far?
It's going great.
Okay, Craig, I'm just going to need to get a little bit more information to help you address the problem. What is your name again?
It's Craig Miller.
Oh, my gosh.
I already gave that to you.
And how is your day going, Craig?
Great.
Sounds like a pretty good day. Okay, Craig, could you describe the issue that you're currently having or the problem that you're experiencing right now?
Yes, anytime I go to Facebook.com, everything slows.
Slow down. What's that now?
Anytime I go to Facebook, it slows down to a crawl, and I can't do anything on it, and I think you've sabotaged me.
I think
you're evil.
Sabotaging me. I think I'm evil. Okay. Now, what's the problem again?
Oh.
Can I speak to your manager?
I know how frustrating that can be. Okay. Your Facebook username as it appears in your web browser.
Craig Miller.
Sounds like a pretty good username. Okay, Craig. Let me just get into the database. Okay. We want you to know that Facebook is committed to your privacy. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that all of our users have a pleasant user experience. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like what you've been delivering over the past few years.
Good, excellent. Well, I just signed you up for our Platinum Experience, and it's totally free, and we will serve up relevant ads tailor-made for your blood type and your Social Security number.
No, I don't want ads. I don't want ads.
For the first 3 months. Okay, and I need to get a little bit more information to confirm your current Facebook experience. I need you to answer the following questions for me, okay, Craig?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pencil that you can write something with?
I do.
Okay, well, you're not going to need to write anything. Just need to know if you had a pencil. All right, is your full name Craig Miller?
Yes.
Okay. And are you currently sitting on the fourth floor of 3090 Olive Street, Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And are you currently wearing a teal T-shirt with a man crouching on a surfboard on the front of it?
Yes. How do you know this? Are you spying on me?
And just to confirm that is the same shirt of which I am speaking, how many polar bears appear to be swimming in the water around the man on the front of the shirt?
Two.
Could you look again for me?
Yeah, sure enough, there are three.
Okay, good.
How do you see this? You're spying. You guys
computer.
Are spying on everybody.
Mr. Miller, of the pictures I'm holding, please select all the ones that show street signs.
I am not a robot.
Oh, that's good to hear. And of the following streets, which one is one that you have not lived on? Vanderbilt Avenue, Maple Court, Olive Street, or Reverse Cowgirl Boulevard?
I've not lived on Reverse Cowgirl Boulevard.
Okay, we pulled that from your search history, however. Okay. And Could you recite the first few lines of the Pledge of Allegiance?
May I speak to your manager, please?
May you recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Just may I speak to your manager?
Okay, well, if you don't want to comply with that question, that's okay. I can see your mouth moving, so that is you. Okay. And what can I do for you again?
Oh,
I have a complaint, and I'm done talking to you. Please pass me along to somebody.
I'm sorry I can't help you with that. Is there something else I can help
you with? No, I only have a complaint.
Services, or we do have a new Open Your Snail Mail service where we go through your U.S. Postal Mail and pass along the ones that are most relevant to you. Do you sound like something you'd be interested in?
No, I can handle that myself. I don't want
you... Well, thank you for your call today, Craig. My name is Myrtle, and I'd like you to take down my customer care concierge number.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Okay, it is 473 Q as in queen, Z as in zebra, 8, lowercase d, uppercase H, lowercase r, 3, M, dollar sign, exclamation point, lowercase g, uppercase g, Q, 473. Do you need me to repeat that?
No.
You got it.
I'm very dissatisfied with my experience.
Well, we're glad that you're satisfied with your experience.
Dissatisfied.
We look forward to serving you more in the future. Thank you, Craig, and call back anytime.
Please pass me to somebody else.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Oh,
now, that's it. Now, you hang up the phone now, Craig.
No.
You hang up
You
first.
Pass me
hang
to your
up
manager.
The phone, I'll disable your computer right now. Hang up the phone, Craig.
You thank pass you. Me to your manager.
Man, nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
I give.